Welcome to the October 11th, 2009 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today's service includes the celebration of baptism and communion. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We welcome you to College Park Baptist Church. It's a great day to be together. We welcome you to this hour of worship. A few announcements that I'll make as we get started. Reminder, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. Ooh, fun noises. All right. The inside eye of every pew, we invite members and guests alike. If you could take that pew pad and put your name down, check the appropriate boxes, this will help us find out who was here today. Send it down so everybody on your pew has a chance to fill that out. Once it gets to the end of the pew, we ask you to send it back to where it got started. This helps us find out who was in worship this morning. We appreciate you helping us out with this. We do ask, once it gets back to the first person that signed it this morning, if you could take out the pages that were used so our ushers can pick those up at the end of the service, that would be great. Thank you for your help with that. Several things are going on in the life of our church. There are upcoming events listed in your bulletin for everyone, as well as opportunities for the week. We hope that you take note of these things, many things that are happening for us. Today is our children's celebration. This is when all of our children, they will leave in the middle of the worship service, actually during hymn number 543. All the children will go out these doors to Smith Hall, and we will stay there to the end of the service. We have our own kids worship that we'll be doing today in Smith Hall. Parents, that's where you can pick your kids up at the end of the worship time. Let me see. Karen Leffler.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope I should have brought one of the packets. We still have several people who need to pick up information packets that we started handing out last weekend for our capital campaign. If your household does not have a packet yet, every household needs a packet. If you don't have one yet in your household, there will be one team of people out in Smith Hall near the exit to the parking lot today after worship service. So if you would please stop by there. And they'll ask you for your name and phone number on a little sheet of paper that looks something like this. And if you will just trade that to them for an information packet, that will help us keep track of who already has them. Thank you.
Okay. Another event that you're going to want to be making plans for is 2 weeks from today is our Fall Family Festival. This is an event that we have every year. One of the last Sundays of October. It's 2 weeks from today. We'll have inflatable games and some surprises and other things, lots of food, things that are happening that day. This is we have some special guests that will be joining us that day. Lots of things for our kids, for our adults, for everybody. And so we hope that you make note of that, that 2 weeks from today, a special event church-wide that Sunday afternoon, October the 25th. Let me see. I think that's all the announcements. Any other announcements? We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. You have already given us your information on the pew pads a few moments ago. But if you're a guest, we have ushers that are coming down the aisles. They'd like to give something to you. As they come down the aisles, if you're a guest, just raise your hand right where you are. They will pass a packet of information to you. Inside the packet, you will find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to worship today, as well as a little bit of the history and story of College Park and a newsletter that tells you what's going on in the life of our church. We appreciate you joining us for a special day of worship today. It is good to be together. It is good to celebrate baptism. It's good to celebrate communion. All of these things point us to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It's why we worship. It's why we get together. The call to worship this morning, and there's another song that U-Turn will be doing. I hope that you pay attention to the words. They're printed there in your bulletin. Powerful song of worship of why we are here. Let us prepare our hearts for worship.
pursue me is a matchless gift to me. Your power in me is a mighty river in me. At the end of the day, with the setting of the sun, after all is said and done, what else can I do but worship? What else can I do but bow? 'Cause all I really long for is you. All I really yearn for is you. Your foundation for me. Your care for me is enduring peace in me. Your hope in me brings the sweet surrender to me.
Father, this is our prayer. What else can we do when we consider all that you have done? What else can we do when we consider who you are? What else can we do but worship? Come into this place, we pray. May your Holy Spirit take control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We come to the baptism waters today. And it's a wonderful time in the life of our church. It's a time of celebration. And so into that spirit of celebration we now enter for baptism. Bryson, if you would come down, buddy. This is Bryson May, and I want to invite those who are family members, those who have been a part of his Christian education through Sunday school, discipleship, whatever activities here at College Park, I want to invite you, if you would, please join us in standing right now. And I want to ask Bryson's dad, Chris, if he would come and deliver a charge to him.
Seven years, 7 months, and 1 day. That is the amount of time it has been since God gave us the best present anyone could imagine. Bryson, how do we begin to describe in words what you mean to your mommy and me? Even before you were born, your mommy knew how great a blessing you would be to our family. You see, your birth came at a time when we were dealing with the unexpected loss of your Papa Jerry. He was a man of strong faith. He kept Christ in the center of his life and raised your mommy to do the same. He also believed that God has a special plan for all of us, and we should always place our trust in his will. The timing of your birth was part of God's plan for our family. We were facing the loss of one cherished family member. God created a wonderful new life and blessed our family with you. Today, Mommy has chosen the words of Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. These words have encouraged and guided your mommy throughout the years, and she hopes they will offer guidance and encouragement throughout your life's journey as well. There's a saying, like father, like son, which in most cases is a good thing. When I hear this about me and my dad, I feel a great sense of respect and pride, because I look up to him and appreciate the lessons and influence he had on my life. Likewise, when someone says, like father, like son, and refers to me and you, I have this indescribable feeling of joy in my heart, which comes from the fact that you are my best buddy and mean the world to me. I am honored today because you are now joining me in a Christian walk where we will both strive not only to be like our earthly fathers, but to be more like our heavenly Father. We are rarely impressed by 7-year-old kids, but today we are overwhelmed with how smart and strong you are in your faith. You truly have a trusting, childlike faith that is pure and genuine. One example of this faith is how for almost 4 years now, you have ended your prayers at night by asking God for a brother or a sister. And through all this time, you have never wavered in your commitment to your prayers and to the belief that he answers prayers. Bryson, you have chosen John 3:16 as your favorite verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. This verse is the essence of our Christian belief, and we are so happy and proud that you have chosen to believe these words with all of your heart. Choosing to accept and follow Christ is the greatest decision you will ever make, because it will define you. This does not mean that you won't mess up from time to time or have struggles in life. However, as a Christian, you can seek forgiveness from God for your mistakes and have confidence that he is always with you. Your baptism today is a beautiful symbolic act of leaving your past behind, washing away sins, and coming out of the water as a new person who will follow Jesus. The scripture I have chosen for you is John 14:6. And Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This verse speaks volumes about the decision you have made to follow Christ. To those here today, as well as the entire congregation, Melissa and I say thank you. This congregation has been an unbelievable presence and demonstrated overwhelming support for our son. So many of you have loved, prayed, and cared for Bryson and have left an indelible impression on him. And to the youth, we want to extend a special thank you for your Christian example. Bryson feels accepted by you. He often imitates you at home and looks up to you in so many ways. Don't ever underestimate the power of leading by example and being a role model to young kids. Our prayer is that he, too, will grow to be a Christian example. Ultimately, our charge to you, Bryson, is to make Jesus your compass, because he will always point you in the right direction. Never forget how much God loves you. He made you the wonderful boy you are. You are important to our family, and we're so blessed and thankful that God chose us to be your parents. We are very proud of you, and we love you very much.
Bryson, because you have publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a pleasure and an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Bryson, your mom has a candle here that she's going to give to you. And that candle is going to serve as a reminder to let your light shine before men, okay? I want you to keep that, all right? This is Michael Bonifay. I want to invite those who are family members and friends, if you would join us in standing now, as well as all those who've been a part of his Christian education through the different activities of the church, Sunday school, youth activities, and even maybe have some basketball coaches out there, buddy, that would stand in your honor today. I want to ask his dad, Cam, if he would come and deliver a challenge now.
Michael, you have chosen to accept this invitation to accept eternal life through Jesus Christ, and today we are here to witness your public confession of your faith in him. As you are ready to be baptized to demonstrate this outward sign of faith, I want you to be mindful of the people that God has provided for you to help you and to lead you to this step. He has had a plan in your life, and he has brought you many of the followers to mold and present God's plan of salvation to you. Your mother is very proud of you, loved and nurtured you as you have grown into a young man. She has directed, she's led, she's disciplined you so that you know God's benchmark of doing what is right in decisions of your life. You have been blessed with grandparents that love you. They have helped you with their example of God's love in their home. And in all of your activities, they have shared with you. You have been blessed to have brothers and sisters who have shared special moments in your life and have mentored, supported, and every now and then had a few disagreements along the way. But they truly have blessed you in the true meaning and understanding of what family is all about. College Park Baptist and its ministry has been a vital instrument used by God to help lead you to better understand and see the Christian faith. It's been demonstrated by its pastor, its laymen, and the families of this church, particularly by the family of Charles Jones and the youth activities provided by this church and congregation. I want you to think of these and many others that you should be thankful for as you take this important step in your life. Michael, today you've started a journey that will change your life, and by God's direction you will become an instrument and change for his kingdom. Romans 6:4 says, walk in newness of life. You can study and meditate to change the mind, but only God through Christ can change your spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17 states, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. Spiritual rebirth is instructed. It's instructed by his message in his holy word. As you read and abide in his word, new life begins to take hold. You start to see the world through his eyes. Your attitude toward others becomes your attitude. Your actions are led by him. Eventually, you can say, like Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Michael, read his word. Claim hold of his promises. Become his instrument in your daily life. Finally, I want you to remember this. Hopefully I can get through this. A few years ago when you were younger, you learned how to play catch. We played baseball. We threw it back and forth. I remember telling you as I tossed it back and forth to you, keep your eyes open. Look the ball into the glove. Get your hands ready. And when you catch it, throw it back. We started playing football. Same words. Get your hands ready. When you catch it, pass it back. Michael, now you've caught the greatest gift a man can have. The love of Jesus Christ in your life. God's challenge now. What will people catch from you in your life? If you live your life as Christ would have it, others should catch a little bit of Jesus in you. Your hope, your joy, your strength, your encouragement. your generosity, your humility, your love, and forgiveness. These are the qualities that you should exemplify and see in your life. As a disciple of Christ, you now have that responsibility. And the privilege of helping people catch new life in Christ. Sometimes it will not be easy. Just as in anything in life, you got to practice. You have to concentrate and you got to work at it. But remember, keep your eyes open to read His Word and follow His plan. Keep your hands ready to build His kingdom here on earth. And always pass it on to others. My verse to you is a verse that I grew up with, meant very much to me. For we know that those who love God and are called according to His purpose, Romans 8:28. He has blessed our lives. He has blessed us with children, friends, parents, loved ones. I pray that God leads you in your life. Amen.
Michael, because you've publicly professed Christ, it's a joy and a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Michael, your mom's here, and she's got a candle for you. I want you to keep that and remind you of this day, as your dad's already exhorted you to let your light shine before men. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, we thank you for the joy of this day. We acknowledge that it's the joy that comes from your Spirit. And just as these two young men have followed the example of our Lord and have received the challenge to let their light shine before men, we pray that we would do the same, that we would renew this moment in our lives, remember our own baptism and the joy and the excitement that we had at that day. And we pray that would be renewed within us this day. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen.
As we share together the ministry of God's Word through the reading of Scripture, I'll be reading two passages from the New Testament. First from Matthew's Gospel, in the third chapter of Matthew, beginning at verse 1, Matthew 3:1, as we read about John the Baptist and the baptism of Jesus. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, "A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locust and wild honey. People went out from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come into where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And from 2 Peter, in the first chapter, beginning at verse 1, 2 Peter 1:1. "Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." May God bless the reading and the understanding of his holy word.
One of the things that our youth have started over the last couple of months is a new youth-focused worship service every Sunday night. The song that you heard earlier was one of our songs that we focused on. This is another. It's a real simple song. I want to teach. It repeats a lot. The song is called "Madly," and I'm going to let you repeat what I sing. "Madly in love with you." Y'all sing that. "Madly in love with you." Second line is just the same line. "Madly in love with you." Can y'all sing that with me? "Madly in love with you.
madly in love with you. I'm madly in love with you. I'm madly in love with you. I'm madly in love with you. This song's called Madly.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, as I stand here in your house to pray the prayer of the people, Lord, I am so encouraged. I am encouraged as a member of the body of Christ. I'm encouraged to be here this morning in worship and to see the way that you are working in people around me. Lord, I'm encouraged to see that the way that you have touched the lives of Michael and Bryson, to change their lives forever. And I thank you so much for what you're doing in their lives and the lives of their families, because it is powerful to see, Lord. Lord, I'm encouraged for all the people who came here this morning to worship you. Lord, it might be easier to be somewhere else. It might be easier to do nothing. But you are doing so much for us. The coming to your house to worship is just such a small thing we can do, but an important thing to give back to you. Lord, I'm so encouraged by these young people who are willing to stand and sing and play for you, to give the talents that you have blessed them with back to you in worship. Lord, I am so encouraged. Lord, I am so encouraged by the ways that you are working in us and through us, even though we are weak and selfish and prone to do the wrong thing more often than the right. Lord, I know that you don't care, because you continue to use us and not give up on us, and to do incredible things to us and around us, in our lives and in the lives of others, Lord. And it is so powerful, and I am so encouraged, and I'm so thankful for what you have done for me and the people that I love and the people that I don't know, and even the people who have turned their backs on you or not yet accepted you. Lord, I am so encouraged. Thank you for working in us. Thank you for being present in this room this morning. It is so powerful, Lord, to be in your house and to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in us and around us, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Join me in prayer. Lord, Lord, we thank you for the strength and health to worship you today. We rejoice that Michael and Bryson have opened their hearts to you and have chosen to follow you. We praise you for the many blessings you have given this church in the past 60 years. Thank you for the church leaders and members who have shown us how to love and to serve you. We pray for your continued guidance as we plan for the future. This week we have been made acutely aware of those in our community who have experienced tragedy. We pray for them. We know that all good comes from you. Give us generous and willing spirits. We pray that you will use these offerings given today to bless others and to draw them closer to you. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
Lord's table. And as we've already talked in this service, it's a good time when we have the ordinances of baptism and the Lord's Supper. It's a good time to reflect, not just on your own baptism, but also the nature of the sacrifice that Christ offered that we celebrate and we remember as we come to the table. So I want to challenge you this morning to ponder, perhaps deeply for the first time, the nature of what Christ offers us through His death and resurrection. Just by way of instruction, College Park practices open communion. And what we mean by that is if you're a believer, whether you're a member of this church or not, we invite you to participate with us as we celebrate the Lord's Supper together. As Jesus was there with His disciples, He told them that the bread they were receiving was His body that was broken for them. I'm not sure they understood the impact of that. How could they? The world had never experienced anything quite like that. The world will never experience anything like that again because there's no need to. One Savior, one Lord, broken for us. So if the disciples didn't get the bit about His body going to be broken for them, I'm sure they were a little bit blown away by the fact that He said, this cup, it's a new covenant in My blood. A new covenant. They understood the concept of covenant, and they understood that it was an agreement with God. It was a new opportunity. And in this new covenant, Jesus says, I know you're not perfect, but I want to give you the chance to be forgiven. And that's why we have victory in celebrating this morning, the victory in Jesus. We've talked about remembering, renewal. We want to give you one more chance to understand the nature of renewal. So there's a covenant in your order of service. It says covenant with new believers. It's an opportunity to affirm these young men in their decision. It's also an opportunity to renew our commitment. To renew our covenant with Christ, understanding who He is and the nature of our relationship with Him. I invite you to read, if you would, the bold part as I read the part that's in light print. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Believe in God the Holy Spirit.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Christian Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers for each other and these new believers?
I will, God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord.
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ and be faithful to pray for those who are lost?
I will, Pastor.
Will you seek and serve Christ by ministering to all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, Pastor.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, Pastor.
These things we covenant together before God. Amen. We're going to stand in just a moment and sing a hymn of celebration. Jesus is Lord of all. It's a hymn that is could be your testimony. It could be sung as a testimony. And I want to invite you to do that. As we stand in just a moment, if you would like to make a decision, if you are a believer and somehow you just haven't been letting your light shine like we've challenged these young men to do, we want to give you that opportunity to renew your commitment to Christ. If you're not a believer, we want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'll be glad to talk with you about how we can do that. We'll be glad to pray with you and lead you in that prayer to receive Christ as your Savior. If you're here and you think, wow, I'd like to be a part of this congregation. It's a loving body. It really is. We're not perfect, but we love each other. We encourage one another. We'll be glad to talk with you about the many ways that we receive members. Whatever your decision is, well, we want to invite you to do business with God as we stand and sing now. Would you stand with me? If you would be seated for just a moment. Jensen, come stand with me. I want to introduce to you Jensen Prophet. Jensen is coming today, and many of you know her, have had a chance to interact with her as part of the youth group, and she's coming this morning. She is a believer, but she's coming requesting membership by transfer letter from, as we say, a sister fellowship within our city. And we'll leave it at that, but that she is coming this morning by transfer letter. If you will love and encourage her, continue to love and encourage her, would you join me in saying amen?
Amen.
After our presentation and benediction, I want to ask her mom and dad and brother and sister and the young gentleman who introduced her to life at College Park, if you would come stand with her.
as people come to receive her and greet her. Where? Bryson and Michael, if you would come up. I want to give these gentlemen their certificate of baptism. Bryson, there's your certificate of baptism, buddy, and Michael. And another Bible. I know you guys are faithful to read, and I hope that you will take seriously the charge that we present to you today to continue to read God's Word and learn from it. I know you will, right? Okay, all right. And following the benediction response, Michael and his family are going to be up here, and Bryce and his family are going to be up here, and Jensen and her family are going to be up here. Come greet and love on everybody, okay? Would you stand with me for our benediction? Let's pray together. Dear Father, we thank you for this day, the celebration of today, the joy we know in Christ. We pray that we would let our light shine as we leave from this place so that Christ would be glorified through us. For it's in his precious name that we pray and ask these things. Amen.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.